Rate the house, condition, make a plan, and then you decide what to do. No pressure, just a game plan. Call me at 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet.
Life can be so sweet.
On sunny
all the sunny
side of the street.
I used to walk
in the shade.
In the shade.
With those blues on the rain.
Blues on the rain.
But I'm not afraid. This rover.
How many pounds in a gallon?
Crossed over.
A stupid question.
If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, everybody, one and all, young and old, black, white, red and yellow, black or white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. You know that song? You ever sing that?
You know that too, Dan?
Yeah.
I know that song. You know that?
I have no idea what that is.
You know? Well, you're going to hell.
Jesus loves
the little children, all the children of the world. Red or yellow, black or white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus, you don't know that?
We didn't learn that in Catholic school.
You were obviously brought up in a satanic family.
Wow.
Every kid knows that.
That was too upbeat and cheery for our Catholic songs.
And then there was sang. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Yeah.
Little ones to him belong.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
You making fun of like Alyssa? That?
No.
You're making fun
of
Alyssa?
No. Isn't that how you sing that song now?
No. It's just the kids. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. And it's funny how I have not sung that song for 60 years, or almost. Why do I remember that? I don't even know.
Oh, I could still rattle off, especially all the communal songs.
Sunday
like,
school class, there was a Sunday school teacher. And
he will raise you up on eagle's wings. There you are.
What? What was that?
That was Josh Groban. Were you playing Josh Groban?
No.
That was you? Then we had a Sunday school teacher. And at the beginning of the Sunday school, every Sunday morning, the very first thing, she went around, there were, I don't know, 12 of us, and you had to quote a Bible verse. You know, right out of the Bible. You couldn't cheat, couldn't read, you had to quote it. So, some wiseacre found the shortest verse in the Bible, which is, Jesus wept. That's it. It's a complete sentence, subject verse. So, every Sunday, they'd go around, and you know, one kid would go, and Jesus saith unto them, thou hast... those among you who have... It was a real verse. And the next person would say... And as the apostles gathered, and the same kid every Jesus wept. he was like the laziest kid in the class.
That's I remember the hardest thing for me to remember, and it was so nerve wracking. Whatever you had to learn the first time you went in and did confession, there was some speech you had to.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Are
it
you
has
Catholic?
Been.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
No. It has been...
You can't tell it by the way you act.
No.
2 weeks
no.
since my last confession. That deal, you mean?
Yeah. I can't... Yeah, there was a whole... weird, too, as a little kid doing that for the first time.
As a non-Catholic, let me ask you something.
Yes.
Is that how you have to confess? You have to, it's a structured thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
And then he'll respond.
It's been 2 weeks since my last confession.
What if you just went in and closed the thing and went, I killed somebody? You can't do that. He go, No. You
got to
do
it right. Back up.
You can't just go in and say, oh, my goodness, I stole something.
I don't know.
That won't work?
Well, yeah, no, you eventually get to what sins you want to confess to.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have to confess them all? You hold back some?
I don't know. I mean, it's all. As a kid, though, it was always funny because you would just go, "Yeah, I treated my parents bad and didn't do my job." You know, you just do the
you kind of think about what you want.
You don't tell them everything.
Well, then,
no,
then
you definitely
what,
don't tell
then
them everything.
What in the world is the point? You hold back the bad stuff.
Yeah.
You can say that for a lot of things, but that's what I remember too. You just kind of pick. I didn't do my homework. I didn't pick up and stuff. You know, those were the sins that you.
It was always really scary.
And the priest is probably over there rolling his eyes, going, "You got to be kidding me! You didn't do your homework."
Oh yeah, the window. Yeah, it was
because
a very
you'd go
scary
in there
deal.
And that little window would open up, and you couldn't really see.
It was
in
like
there.
A screen, but not like a metal screen. It was like I don't even know.
I know
what
it was
material.
It was
almost like that.
It was a bonus job.
Woven basket material. Yeah. That would be what the screen was made out of.
All right, bonus joke. About this very thing. Haven't told it for a long time. Bonus, drunk, is in the confessional thing when it has two sides with the thing in the middle.
Booth, yeah.
And he's sitting there, and the priest is on the other side, and the drunk doesn't say anything. He just sits. So finally, the priest just goes, and the drunk goes, "Hey, forget it, pal. There's no toilet paper on this side either."
Yeah, and you could have a choice. You could do it through the screen, or you could. I don't know why some people would do this, but they chose to do it face to face.
Oh, that's gutsy.
Where you actually go in? Did you have that too?
No,
really?
Yeah, we just went into.
We had the choice of.
You know,
went into the booth.
I know this is horrible, but if you could sit on the other side and you're not really a priest, you just want to hear the women that go, "I cannot control my sexual appetite, Father. Every time a man looks at me the right way, I'm jumping in bed with him." And then you kind of make a note of what she looked like. You peek as she leaves the thing. And then after church the next Sunday, you go, "Hey, how about
dinner?" I don't know if they get free access to that door. I think they keep it locked.
Yeah, it was locked.
Well, does anybody have anything to say?
I have one quick thing.
All right. Our Catholic control board operator, Eon the Peon.
Yes, I'm kind of like Dan, raised Catholic, but not so much practicing anymore.
You're welcome.
Yes, I did. Thank you very much. I really didn't get to this yesterday because I had a long-winded story of what happened to me. But I wanted to mention I had to go to, also on Saturday, but this wasn't a bad thing that happened Saturday. This actually something that turned out all right. I had to go in and get plates renewed. And so the closest license office. And why is it some states are called DMVs, but ours aren't called DMVs,
not.
Right?
No. You're right. It's just
License Bureau or License Office. That's what it says, though, on the building.
But it's actually the Department of Revenue.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. Well, you always hear DMV like on TV or whatever other states talking about it, but we don't. But so I walk into our license office. Closest one was in Maplewood. And I guess, you know, it had been 2 years since I had done it last. And the office I went into last time was kind of like you. You grab a number from the little number taker thing. You sit down, wait for. But I walk into this office, and I had Archie with me, so I had him in a car seat.
Now, who is Archie?
My son.
You have a son?
I do. I don't ever mention it. He's a singer, too, in a choir. Did
wow.
No, that's Stan's daughter.
Oh, that's not me.
Got it confused.
So I walk in, and you look, and trying to find out where you sign up, and I see this big, giant television on the wall.
You do what my wife does.
What's that?
Big, giant. If it's a giant television.
Yes, kind of redundant.
You know, yeah, you don't really have to say. But my wife will say, well, there was this big, huge, giant. okay.
I hope I don't do that
so
all
the
time.
So they had a big television.
Yes, it was a big TV on the wall. And you see, and it says, sign up here. This is how you sign up to get in line. And so I tap the screen as touch screen. So I tap it. And it says, insert your telephone number. And so I put my telephone number in, and then it asks what you want to do if you're getting a driver's license or renewing plates or whatever. There's two different lines to get into, so I said this. And so all of a sudden my phone beeps, you know, sends a text, and it says, you are now in line for, let me see what it says here.
Plate renewal.
Thank you. You are now in line. Please be sure to ask your clerk how you can help save a life today. And I guess that's about organ donation.
Or blood donation. No, it's probably, that office is probably organ.
And so And then you see the big screens behind the counters, and it says it has the last four digits of everybody's number that's in the room waiting. And it said, 4234 is up next 1 minute from now.
And by the way, I put in there with an organ donation, I just have an electronic keyboard. I don't have an organ. So I just gave like a keyboard.
I put Hammond.
Musical instrument. Chip.
Sorry, go ahead.
And so you can track, because then my number said 18 minutes, and it'll keep you. You can watch the board and see how much time goes and how many people you have in front of you. And then it sent me a text, status update for motor vehicles. Not ready yet, but your estimated wait is now 9 minutes. Please head back to license office. So you can leave.
Wow.
Yeah, I just thought that was pretty neat.
This is better than having one of those beepers they give.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool to see.
Well, you're going to like a high tech.
I guess so. I mean, I don't know if they're all still that tab.
We got to get something better than that. That red dispenser.
You have to go like once every 3 months or something, don't you? You're in the.
I go every 2 weeks.
I have so many cars.
That's a lot. I'm in a lot.
But so I don't know how many are like that, but I just thought that was great. It was
pretty slick. It's like an Apple Store.
You mentioned never been in one, but that's what you said what it's like.
Yeah, very much like that.
So that was it. That was all.
I would like a follow-up from the flat tire. Was it plugged or was it?
Yes,
yesterday. How much was the tire?
I guess you're right. It was about $25.
Wow.
Yes.
Did they patch it or did they plug it?
It looked like a plug. Is that where it looks like a little rubber piece in there?
Yeah, rubber piece sticking out.
That sounds high to me.
I don't know what a plug. I've never had to plug a tire before, so I don't know what the going rate is. But
I got a buddy who's in the tire business. Hang on, I'll call him. Hang on a second.
All right.
Hello.
Yeah, Bob?
No, that's right.
Yeah, listen, you're in the tire business.
I've been in the business for 30 years.
Yeah, I got a friend here, Peon, had a tire plugged.
Oh, yeah, that works pretty well.
I said, how much do you normally should that cost?
$3.
$3.
$3.50. Depending on where you go, $3.50.
All right, thank you, Bob.
Yeah, anytime.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I did get overcharged a little. Here, I'll hold this up to the microphone they gave me. Actually, can you see the size of that thing? Yeah, hold it up to the microphone and let everybody
see
it.
That's like a piece of shrapnel.
Yes, that's what was in
it. Yeah, I'll let people hear when I drop it on the.
Whoa!
Yeah, no, it's heavy. It was a heavy duty piece of metal there.
Yeah, that would mess your tire. I'm surprised they could even plug it. That usually does more damage.
And so, thankfully, it was in the tread, like Dan said, not in the sidewall or anything. So there was no issue there. But. We were talking off the air leaving last night, and I was saying, I wonder if I'll just do it myself. And so they had all their lifts occupied, so I just took my tire out and did it myself.
You did?
He gets a flat. He goes and leaves them the tire. They plug it. And then in the parking lot, he jacks his own car up and puts the tire back on.
I didn't want to wait for them to
have I'd have waited 6 hours before I changed
You should have asked at least for a floor jack. Can I borrow a floor jack?
Yeah.
I bet there's some kind of liability issues there.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
But it's amazing to me, those jacks that they
give
you. It's interesting. It's interesting to me. No, this is amazing that those tiny jacks that they give you for your car can just lift. I mean, just with the screw. It's a big, giant screw that's...
scissors,
and the jack is like the size of a shoebox.
It's the scissors kind, right?
It looks like...
or is it a pump?
No,
up and down, or you twist it
and it opens up, you know...
It's like a scissors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And,
It's unbelievable.
Just by hand, you can lift your car off the ground. Yeah.
Or if you're married, you have Angela hold it up while you change the tire.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't at home, so I couldn't...
Dan, anything?
No.
All right, Burke segment is officially closed. There it goes. Now, we're going to take some calls. Dan, grab whatever calls we get. We'd love to hear from you today. We have Colin Jeffrey talking about entertainment about 4:30, but, whatever you want to talk about. Here's what I'd like to mention is that I know a lot of people think Dancing with the Stars is like a girl show or something. If you like legs, I mean really good legs and women's bodies, this is the show for you. But beyond that, there is a contestant this season named Noah Galloway. This is the most inspirational person. He and Amy Purdy. You know who Amy Purdy is? Amy Purdy lost...
The one-legged dancer?
Both legs.
Both legs.
And she was on. And I thought, wow, you know, she's inspirational. And then I see this guy. This guy's missing an arm and a leg, and he's on Dancing with the Stars. And it's just beyond belief to me the guts this guy has, because he'll walk out shirtless with that stump showing, where a lot of people would have said, no, I don't want people to see that. Let me always have a sleeve or something. No, not him. The guy is an absolute, this hero word that I have a problem with because people overuse it. I'm going to tell you right now, I put this guy in the category of hero because he's not a hero because an IED blew up and took his arm and leg off. That's wrong place at the wrong time. That's not a hero. That could happen to the worst soldier in the world. A hero is the guy that falls on a grenade. A hero is a guy that risks his life, and he may have done that. But to me, he's a hero to everybody who thinks, I can never go out in public again. I can never do this. I can never do that. He's done it. And if you're missing this season, let me just tell you something. You can still get in. He's still in. He's still in the competition. They're headed for the finals. And they're going to go back and show footage through the season of this guy and all his dances. They always do. You are going to be blown away by this guy. And I know that they have a sort of different set of judging guidelines for him because of his condition. But they still make him step up and push it to the limit. And I just, this is the kind of guy that if I ever met this guy, I don't know what I would even say to him, except you make me want to be. It's the great line that Jack Nicholson had in As Good As It Gets with Helen Hunt. You make me want to be a better man. Because I look at a guy like that, and I realize in many ways what a wimpy, nothing, weakling complainer I am. And I like the fact, too, that he was honest in telling his story. He didn't say, yeah, I got my leg and my arm blown off, but after it happened, I thought, life goes on, let's move forward. No, he drank, he was depressed, he went through what any normal person would go through. My life is over, I wish it had killed me. But then he came out of that hole, and it's just incredible what this guy can do. And I'm going to tell you something else. I don't know what turns women on or off, but I'll bet you most women find this guy a lot hotter than they find some spoiled movie star schmuck that's never really sacrificed anything. I would imagine most women find this guy very attractive. Noah Galloway is his name. And the first time I saw him was my wife had a copy of Men's Health magazine, and he's on the cover of Men's Health. And this guy is, I think the word they use is ripped, six-pack abs, one arm, one leg, and he's holding his own with Dancing with the Stars. And whether he wins or not, it doesn't matter. I'm sorry if you've missed this season, but again, it's not too late. It was on last night. It'll be on the final, I think, next Monday night. For goodness sakes, you want to see something inspirational, watch this guy dance with one arm and one leg. Incredible. We're going to take a call or two, and then we're going to break. And Dan, I don't know how we make that bigger.
I can't read it here.
Normally we have a larger font, as they say. Hang on, folks. This is a little glitch. This equipment is just now starting to barely get broken in. I read the manual on this equipment. It said the break-in time is 65 years.
Yes.
So we're not quite
close.
And when we come out of the break, you can make it even a little bigger than that. Let me talk to Phyllis. Hey, Phyllis, how are you?
Well, hi there. That was a good story. I did not see it. I wonder if it's on, what do you call it when you go back the day before on TV?
What are you talking about, Dancing with the Stars?
DVR?
Are you talking about
Yes, Dancing with the Stars.
Well, you catch it next week, because next week is the final. They'll do a look back at all of his dances.
Okay.
And you'll get to see. And I'm not kidding. You almost want to cry. You're so happy.
Yeah.
for that it's, made hard, it yeah, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard to explain. You don't feel sorry for him. You feel sorry for yourself for complaining about it.
Somebody just called and said it's on again tonight at 7.
Ooh, okay. There you go.
Oh, great.
I didn't know that. Well, they rerun that. It's a network.
I don't know if it's a rerun. I think it's...
Oh, you know what? Don't they do a dancing episode and then a voting episode?
Oh, you know what? Yeah. There may be a part two. Yeah, there may be two nights in a row. So catch it. What else can we do for you,
Phyllis? Well, you know what? I want to share a couple things real fast with you. First of all, most of those licensing places are now owned by Mid-America Organ Transplantation.
And a lot of them are privately owned.
Yes, then they're owned by them now. They have bought a lot of them, and now it's kind of not a bad place to go.
I didn't realize that. That would explain the push for organ.
Yes, absolutely. And the third thing I want to mention is I live out in the Chesterfield area, and there's a little man that walked away from a nursing home that has Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of touches me because my husband had Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And Sunrise let him walk all the way down Clarkson before they notified me. And I've just been driving around looking for him in areas that were kind of woodsy and stuff. So people can kind of keep an eye out. You know, he's elderly with dark blue pants and a lighter blue shirt. You know, I bet the family would just be thrilled.
Did they put out a silver alert for this guy? That's the latest thing, a silver alert.
I have not gotten anything on my phone. But I did call Chesterfield Police because I found a pair of shoes on the side of the road. And I was just kind of sitting there sizing them up, and the water guys came by because it's a water, it goes down to the water place down on the valley there. And they said, could we help you? And I said, no, I'm just trying to figure out if that old guy left those shoes. And he kind of looked at me. He goes, ma'am, he goes, those shoes have been there for 6 months.
How did he know the shoes have been there 6 months?
Because he works at the water company. He has to pass that every day.
Wouldn't you think this in 6 months somebody would have picked those shoes up?
Well, you know what? They're pretty old and weathered.
All the more reason to pick them up and throw them away.
Well, yeah. I think it's just a big fat joke now. But, you know, there's just funny places there by Faust Park. And, you know, it was 141 in Ladue is where he disappeared from.
Okay.
And I just, if anyone would see a little guy, I know the family would jump for joy.
Okay. Well, you've done your part, and I'm sure people now will be on the lookout.
I hope so. Have a good day.
All right, Phyllis, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There goes Phyllis. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll take some more calls. If you want the numbers now so you can get on, don't mind holding, here they are. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Precision Coatings is in the painting business. They paint houses and businesses inside and out. And I want to thank again Precision Coatings for stepping up when we had that table that we took over that an unnamed other talk radio station couldn't scratch up a buck to help with this trivia night for St. Jude. So their table was empty, so we took it over. And as soon as we put it out there, Precision Coatings came along, and then that bid was upped by Matheny Heating and Cooling, but Precision started the ball rolling, and they're also our newest advertiser. So what I would like for you to do is consider, if you need your house painted or your business inside or out, talking to them. This is all we ever ask. See, we don't tell you have to hire them. They have to earn that. But I'd like for you to talk to them because they're now one of us. They are officially part of the AM and the PM team. Here's the other thing they do in addition to interior and exterior painting. They do pressure washing. Now, I don't know who invented the high-powered pressure washer, but that person has no idea how he changed the world. Do you have a pressure washer, Dan?
I used to.
Is it not the greatest thing?
Oh, it's awesome.
You have to be careful or you will eat the surface right off of certain things. But, man, there's some things that nothing will clean except a pressure washer.
And then when you get it, then you're like, oh, I got to clean this. I got to clean that.
Oh, no. You go.
This.
It's like a kid getting a toy, yeah. And you can't get enough of it, and you start it up, and you go, what else can I pressure wash? And you start pressure washing other people's stuff. Hey, can I come over and pressure wash your driveway? It's fun.
But if you get someone like Precision, and they come over, they've got the industrial ones.
They've got the 4,000. Yeah. Yeah, they'll make yours look like a water pistol.
Yeah.
And you have to know what you're doing. You have to know how to use it, or you'll ruin the surface. Well, they know what they're doing. They do this as part of their business, pressure washing. So interior painting, exterior painting, pressure washing, and drywall repair, garage floor epoxy, and then this one. And when I found out they did this, I thought, I don't think most people really stop to think how big a business this is. Deck refurbishing. People buy a house, and nothing against builders, but when we say builder grade anything, it's about as basic and unexciting and probably just barely passes code. And that's a builder-grade deck. You buy a subdivision house, they go, well, what other options? Would you like a deck? Yeah, you're not going to get the world's greatest deck. You're just going to get a basic deck, and it's not going to last forever, and it's not going to be safe forever. They refurbish decks, and that's a big, big business. And you do not want to wait until somebody in your family or a neighbor or a friend is over there and that deck collapses while they're on it. That's exactly what happened at our house a few years ago. And I should have known better, and I should have known because of the age of the deck, it was time. So we had to have it torn completely down and rebuild the deck. They refurbish decks. Let's put it this way. It's a lot cheaper to refurbish it now than to completely replace it later. Precision Coatings. If you can't remember that name, remember this, frankopinion.com. Now, I think you can remember that. If you go there, click on sponsors, there they are, listed with all our other great sponsors. We're proud to have them. We welcome them to the show. Precision Coatings. Painting inside and out.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Wild.
All right, Dan, it looks like we have a crash on westbound 40 at Winghaven that's got the highway shut down. And, boy, where traffic is backed up to Highway K. We have volume starting to build on eastbound 40 downtown from about Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. Looks like everything's running pretty well on southbound 270. Same thing on westbound 70. I don't see any delays there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have everything your business needs to keep your employees energized and well-fed. From coffee, water, and soda to nuts, granola bars, chips, and other snacks. Special offers this week in-store or online. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Spend your Sunday midday with KTRS. At 11 a.m., it's Sports Sunday.
This has been Sports Sunday on the home of St. Louis FC and the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS.
Followed at noon by America's Wealth Management.
This is America's Wealth Management Show. I'm your host, Dean Barber, along with Bud Casper.
At 1, it's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall.
Welcome to another edition of This Week in Real Estate.
Followed by Straight Talk and Retirement at 2.
I'm Jeff Lapidus, president of JBL Financial Services.
Sunday middays are special on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm here with Steve Scallon of the St. Louis Home Retention Group. And, Steve, does everybody get approved for a loan modification?
Well, actually, Scott, no, they don't. And in some cases, there's a very real opportunity for homeowners to get a better option by selling the property at market value and getting some of the government money called HAFA. It allows them to stay in the property for as much as 6 to 8 months without making mortgage payments while we negotiate the release of any other balance.
That's something like a short sale?
Yes, it is, and you have to be very careful when you deal with people who say that they can do short sales because you have to remain protected during that process, and you also make sure that the people who are helping you are going to make sure that your negative balance is forgiven.
And that's something you can get at the St. Louis Home Retention Group.
That's absolutely what we do. We do it every day.
A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau, A-plus-plus rated by their customers, 636-527-5121. Or stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
Do you want to make a ton of money flipping houses in your local area?
Would you like to learn the secrets to making millions in your spare time?
If so, we have an amazing opportunity.
Sorry, but if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. We've all seen the guys on late-night TV promising untold riches from real estate. The fact is, they're not telling the whole truth. Look, the rich don't rely on gimmicks. They get richer because they understand the new rules of money. You need to attend a totally free Rich Dad Education Workshop coming to the St. Louis area based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Discover strategies to make money in real estate in any economy and why you should fire yourself and become your own boss. Attend this free Rich Dad Education event coming to the St. Louis area next Tuesday through Thursday. Reserve your place now at richdadmissouri.com or call 1-800-617-8283. That's 1-800-617-8283. Register now and get a free gift just for attending. Visit richdadmissouri.com or call 1-800-617-8283 today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
What should you expect from your pharmacist? I'm pharmacist Brian Hercules, owner of the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in downtown Overland. A good pharmacist will talk to you about what your medications are for, the importance of taking them the right way, and any potential side effects. They should also talk to you about the most cost-effective treatments and watching for any drug interactions. Your pharmacist should take the time to get to know you and take an interest in the medications you are taking. Ultimately, you need to find a pharmacist that treats you as a person and gives you the individual attention that you deserve. I'm pharmacist Brian Hercules, owner of the Medicine Shop Pharmacy at 2514 Woodson Road in Overland.
Hi, I'm Sam Bay, owner of the Medicine Shop Pharmacies at Brown Road and Natural Bridge in Berkeley, in the Central West End at Del Mar and Euclid, across from the Brett Company on Lindbergh in Florissant, and the corner of Grand and Hartford in South City. Come visit us for all your pharmacy needs.
Hi, I'm Jill Woodward from the Medicine Shop in Wood River, Illinois. Come visit us at 901 East Edwardsville Road, across from the Hit and Run.
It's almost here, and it's celebrating its 14th year. Art on the Square, May 15th through the 17th at Belleville's Public Square. See over 100 artists from around the country and around the world. Meet Tiffany Brooks, HGTV Design Star winning designer, on the Living with Design Arts stage Saturday and Sunday. There'll also be a fantastic array of food and wine available for your enjoyment, along with musical acts all weekend long. Shuttle service is provided from the Shield Street Metrolink station. There's fun for the whole family, and admission is free at Art on the Square.
Kitchen and bath renovations can be very time-consuming and expensive, but they don't have to be. The team at Cabinets Flooring and More can make the process of designing, choosing, and finishing your remodeling project affordable and worry-free. They have certified interior designers on staff and their own installation crews, not subcontractors, to make your project a reality. Visit their massive warehouse showroom on Manchester Road near Hampton today, or visit them online at cabinetsflooringandmore.com. Cabinets Flooring and More, quality products at unbelievable prices.
Have you ever needed a lawn care service for just one day? Call ECI Lawn Care, and they'll cut your grass on demand, and they do not require an ongoing obligation. ECI Lawn Care will cut your grass one time or for the season. It's up to you. Just call 314-546-3170 to schedule an appointment today. They offer the most competitive prices and the most reliable service. Call ECI Lawn Care today at 314-546-3170.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Frank.
I'm Kevin.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 till 5 p.m. as they broadcast from St. Louis Home Fires,
where we talk recipes, tips, techniques, and anything barbecue.
We keep an eye on the local scene with barbecue contest updates and product reviews.
Fired up as we talk to local legends and national barbecue icons every Sunday from 4 to 5 on the Big 550.
Salisbury Hill, Peter Gabriel.
I like these phones up, folks. We're here for you. We can answer almost any question you have. We're almost geniuses. If you've listened, you know we've solved thousands of problems for people. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Somebody just called and asked about Precision Coatings, the painting company. Their website is not, it's being redone. So if you go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors, there it is with the phone numbers. You just call the phone number. which is 636-244-5243, Precision Coatings. I will let you know as soon as the website, the new website, is done. This cop in New York, this is a really interesting story. He's known as the Cannibal Cop. Is there that blinking? Is I'm supposed to talk to somebody?
No.
Here, check this out. He's a New York City patrolman. He was arrested in 2012 because his wife found some disturbing stuff on the computer. Gentlemen, let me tell you something. Make sure your wife can't get on your computer. Because, trust me, they'll find something they don't like on there. They just will. But she found this stuff, and she reports it to the FBI. And he had actually, I don't know really what this means, but there were indications that he had started the process of carrying this out. He wanted to kidnap and kill and then eat women.
Oh.
Now, the jury decided he wasn't just fantasizing, because he'd get online with women he'd never met and tell them that he's plotting to kill and cook his own wife and eat her, and then eat other women. This guy's a cop.
Wow.
How do you get to be a... So they arrest him because they go and they look and they go, yeah, we agree, this guy's crazy. The prosecutor says that he'd actually taken some steps to carry this out, including looking up potential targets, and he used the police database, the law enforcement database, and searched the internet, and they found... This is the other thing. Folks, if you're going to commit a crime, you got to understand something. Anything that was ever in your computer, even if you think you deleted it, it's in there. And that means everything you Googled. So they found where he had gone on and Googled and looked for information about how to knock somebody out with chloroform. And then he went online and Googled where to buy torture devices.
Oh. That's all circumstantial evidence.
Well, that's what a defense attorney would say.
Sure.
Hey, yeah, well, that doesn't mean anything. He's just curious about what criminals do.
Recipes for human flesh.
And then they actually pulled from his computer, and these are the words he had typed to a guy that he met in a fetish chat room. Now, for those of you who don't know what a fetish chat room is, there are these places you can go on the computer where you can talk back and forth to other sick weirdos who have the same sick weirdness you do.
Yeah, normal everyday porn is not considered fetish. That starts branching out into the dark corners of people's minds and thoughts, that's considered a fetish.
And no matter how sick or twisted you are, there are other people just like you, and you can go talk to them. So they find a chat room where he says, quote, about his wife, "I want her to experience being cooked alive."
Hmm.
Now, I don't know what this word means. She'll be trussed up like a turkey. What is that? You're a cook.
Trust, T-R-U-S-S-E-D. I think like, you know how the legs are like tied on a big turkey? I think trust is like tied with like twine or...
Now, this is his wife he's talking about. "I want her to experience being cooked alive. She'll be trussed up like a turkey. She'll be terrified, screaming, and crying." Okay, that's all I'd need to know.
And that would excite him.
That's all I would need to know, is that this guy wants to... Now, the only other thing that I was thinking was maybe they misinterpreted part of his communication where he said he wanted to eat women.
Yeah.
Because I think there's another meaning to that. Not the cannibal type eating.
But right.
I've heard that that's a term, and I think it means something like give a hickey. Like if a guy says, "Man, I want to eat you." I think that means like...
Not in, but...
not in your butt. Is that what you said?
No, but not in, comma, but. Yeah, I've always thought that with all these fetishes and things like that. Before the internet, you
how
would
did
be,
these people find each other?
Well, you would just think you're the only one, and you, so you would never talk about it. You would be in, you know, in a small town of 2,000 people.
Of course, you wouldn't talk.
And
about
you would
it.
Be, you know, all your friends. You'd never hear talk about this thing that you excites you. So you would just kind of keep it to yourself,
right?
But now, with the internet, you can go out and find the, another person on the other side of the earth in a small town
which
that
is
has
the
same
want
exact
it.
Fetish.
It's the way
right.
you want it. You don't want
and
somebody
you go,
in
hey,
town.
Hey, it's not just me. There are
wait
other
a minute.
People. So
you like
maybe
to
this
do
isn't
that
too weird.
So we always want to make sure you need to know there's some sick weirdos out there. Off the phones, we've got a couple of calls here. This, I think, is Don. Don, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. What can we do for you, Don?
Well, I'm AM and a PM.
Thank you. That's good to know. How can we help you?
Well, regarding Peon's tire repair.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not trying to meddle, and I'm certainly not trying to cause any controversy whatsoever. But I hope they didn't just plug your tire only, because a plug in a radial tire really is just used for temporary service. You need on a radial tire to do a proper professional tire repair.
Now, let's stop right here. First of all, I can tell you that Peon has no idea, I don't think, if his tire is a radial tire or not. Do you?
Oh, yeah. They are.
They all are now,
yeah,
aren't they?
I don't
they?
Think you have a choice, do you?
Yeah, I think they're pretty much all radial.
Yeah.
Now.
All of them are going to be radial on.
I have the receipt out in the car. I don't know what the actual description of what they said. They just said they fixed it. So I don't know if they necessarily said plug.
Don, I got to tell you, I've had radial tires plugged, and they went for 30,000, 40,000 miles. That worked great.
Well, and they might just very well do that, Frank. But, see, the steel cords inside of a radial tire can work and chew on that plug. And if it would chew through that plug, then that plug's going to blow on out. The professional and proper way to fix a radial tire is what they call a patch plug combination.
Mm.
It's all one unit. It's made one piece.
Okay.
And you put the patch from the inside of the tire after you have bored out the repair, the hole, to smooth the steel, you put the patch plug in from the inside. The patch retains the air pressure. So you never have to worry about that. But and again, I'm sure this is controversial. This doesn't mean a thing. No.
And they very well could have done that.
Yeah, that.
I don't know.
That may be exactly what they did.
I mean, this place that I took this tire, that's what they do is their business is tires. So I'm sure they – I don't know.
And I'm not trying to say I know more than anyone else. I've been in it for 48 years, and so I just know the professional and proper way to do it. And I hope that's what they did for you.
Well, the last time I had a tire plug, it didn't cost $25. So maybe it's because it wasn't done the way you're talking about. And the way you're talking about doing it, doesn't that still seem high to you, $25 to plug a tire? That seem high?
Well, to do a professional repair like I suggested, no.
Okay.
No.
So maybe that's what they did.
They'll go anywhere from, Frank, I don't know, anywhere from probably
$18 to $25. Okay. Well, he needs to take a look at his receipt and see it. Maybe it was
well,
done
the
wrong way.
Well, he may not say that, but you may want to call and ask him how they did it.
All
because
right.
A plug, Frank, honestly, and I'm sure you're right, but a plug can blow out of a tire. So all I'm trying to do is bring us up for your own safety. That's all.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you, Don.
Okay, thank you.
It's obvious he knows much more about this than we do.
48 years.
Yeah,
that's a long
I would say
time.
So.
That's a long time to be messing with tires. The button came off the phone. This phone panel. It's unbelievable. I don't even know where it is, but I'll push it.
I think it's supposed to do that.
I'll push it.
Yeah,
they're just to let you know that you've already
push it anyway
been on that
and
line.
I hope that Tim is here. Hello, Tim. How are you?
Oh, hello, Frank. I'm AM into PM.
Thank you, Tim. Got about 2 minutes. What can we do for you?
Oh, I got a simple question. There's a show that's on 55 on Sunday nights on this station. Barbecue Show.
550?
Yeah, 550. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It's the Barbecue Show, mm-hmm. And they have a shop, and I never did hear where the shop was at. I was wondering, could you find out for me? And
you guys know?
No.
No idea.
Well, here's the other thing.
You're calling the front desk.
Yeah, you can call the front desk and they'll...
Hurry up.
They have 3 minutes. They won't know either.
Yeah. But maybe they can transfer you to somebody who does.
No, call the main number, 314-453-5500.
Do it quick. You got about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because front desk closes at 4. 453-5500. They'll transfer you to somebody who'll get your answer.
All right, thank you, Frank.
All right, thank you, Tim. No, I've never heard that show.
This is self-service radio here.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that show?
I've heard of it. I haven't heard it air.
I have not heard the show.
Yeah, I've not heard most of the weekend shows. I know we have some that are really bad. And some
I've heard one of those.
Some that are really good. Can I get... no, I don't think I have time to do that. Hey, we got several things we're going to talk about here. And I'm going to do a little bit of business. Bob Dylan was in town apparently last night, and he didn't leave town. He stayed in town, and then word got to us that he says, "I'm not leaving town till I talk to the Big 550."
Yeah.
And a large morning show in the afternoon. How about that? How about that, Bob Dylan? So we'll talk to Bob Dylan here in a little bit. And later, too, we're going to share with you, there's a new record that has been set for a painting. And I'll just,
I saw this.
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you now, and then we'll talk more about it later. Here's the price. This is a painting, and it's a painting that if you look at it, you can't tell what it is. It's that Picasso-type stuff. $180 million for a painting. That impressionist-type stuff, or what? I don't get
abstract,
that.
Abstract?
Yeah,
it
where
abstract?
It's a bunch of triangles and square and the colors. And you know what I like? Norman Rockwell. I look at a Norman Rockwell and go, hey, there's a kid getting a haircut. I know exactly. And there's a cop holding a kid's hand. I know what I'm looking at. Window World would like to thank everybody. This trivia night is this Saturday night. And congratulations, Gary Lauderdale. He won the drawing for the seat at our table. I guess he and his wife, I'm assuming he's married, have a wife, they'll be there. Window World thanks all of you who helped. And a little later on, I'll break it down for you and tell you how many people participated. I wanted to at least beat what we did last year. Last year we did $3,600. Guess what? We doubled it exactly. $7,200. So thanks to Dan's band, because that was $1,200 of it. Thanks to Matheny, that was $3,000. And thanks to the rest of you for the rest of the money. Now, maybe you weren't able to help with that, but you need windows. Well, they can help you with that, because this is the home of the original $189 window. And I say original because, of course, along came some other window, and they made their price $189. But they're not Window World. You want Window World, you go to windowworldstlouis.com. And if it doesn't